7. Crossing the River of Denial. She finally realized that when she enjoyed her drinking, she couldn't control it, and when she controlled it, she couldn't enjoy it.
Denial is the most cunning, baffling, and powerful part of my disease, the disease of alcoholism. When I look back now, it's hard to imagine I didn't see a problem with my drinking. But instead of seeing the truth, when all of the yets, as in that hasn't happened to me yet, started happening, I just kept lowering my standards. Dad was an alcoholic, and my mother drank throughout her pregnancy, but I don't blame my parents for my alcoholism. Kids with a lot worse upbringings than mine did not turn out alcoholic, while some that had it a lot better did. In fact, I stopped wondering why me a long time ago. It's like a man standing on a bridge in the middle of a river with his pants on fire, wondering why his pants are on fire. It doesn't matter. Just jump in. And that is exactly what I did with AA once I finally crossed the river of denial. I grew up feeling as if I was the only thing keeping my family together. This, compounded by the fear of not being good enough, was a lot of pressure for a little girl. Everything changed with my first drink at the age of 16. All the fear, shyness, and disease evaporated with that first burning swallow of bourbon.